This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Coronavirus infections and deaths in Russia climbed Friday to another pandemic record, putting a growing strain on the country's healthcare system. Russia's death toll of more than 228,000 is Europe's highest by far. President Vladimir Putin has responded to the worsening situation by ordering Russians to stay off work from October 30th through November 7th, when the country is already observing an extended holiday. Authorities expect the order to help limit the spread of the virus by keeping them out of offices and off public transportation, where mask mandates have been widely ignored. The government also urged local authorities to tighten their own restrictions during the period. In some regions where the situation is even more threatening, Putin said the non-working period could start as early as Saturday and be extended past November 2nd. Pfizer says kid-sized doses of its COVID-19 vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in elementary school children. Details of the study were posted online Friday as U.S. regulators consider opening vaccination to youngsters aged 5 to 11. The shots could begin early next month if regulators give the go-ahead. Full-strength Pfizer shots are already authorized for anyone age 12 or older. Environmental campaigners staged protests on several continents Friday to press their demands for more government action to curb global warming ahead of the upcoming UN climate summit in Glasgow. Protesters rallied in Uganda, Bangladesh, India, Sweden, and Germany to call for measures that prevent dangerous levels of global warming and take into account the plight of the world's poorest people. VOA News. The United Nations Migration Agency said Friday a group of Gambian migrants stranded in Libya have been repatriated. It's the first such evacuation flight in months. The International Organization for Migration said in a tweet, quote, 127 Gambian migrants were assisted to voluntarily return to the Gambia yesterday after IOM's Voluntary Humanitarian Return Program received clearance to resume humanitarian flights from Libya. Rocked by a decade of lawlessness and war, Libya has become a key conduit for migrants, mainly from African countries south of the Sahara, seeking to reach Europe by sea. But many end up being stranded in Libya, where they face grave abuses, according to international rights groups and UN agencies. The UN's independent human rights expert on North Korea warned Friday that the country is facing a worsening hunger crisis due to COVID-19, and children, the elderly, and prisoners may be at particular risk of starvation. UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in North Korea, Thomas Ojea Quintana, told reporters Friday that even before the pandemic, more than 40% of the people were food insecure, with many suffering malnourishment and stunted growth. Following the outbreak of the pandemic early in 2020, North Korea closed its border and has strictly enforced it and imposed travel restrictions between cities and regions, leaving people without jobs and goods. In his report Friday to the UN General Assembly Committee that deals with human rights issues, Quintana said there are shortages of essential medicines and medical supplies that come from neighboring China. He said North Koreans should not have to choose between the fear of hunger and the fear of COVID-19. He said Pyongyang has joined the global facility for obtaining COVID-19 vaccines. It's called COVAX. But he added it has not fulfilled the necessary steps to receive vaccines through that facility. Iran State TV reported mass Friday prayers resumed in Tehran on Friday after a 20-month hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The prayers at Tehran University, a gathering of religious and political significance, came as authorities warned of a sixth wave of the coronavirus, which has so far claimed nearly 125,000 lives in Iran. State TV said worshippers had to heed social distancing and use face masks during the gathering. It reported Friday prayers were also performed in several other Iranian cities. Iran's health minister said earlier this week it was a certainty that Iran would face a sixth wave of the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.